The way you talk to yourself, it has a massive impact on your life because you are the only person that you will spend your entire life with. So from the moment you were born until the moment that you basically die, you are going to be always with one person all the time, and it's actually with yourself. So you wake up with yourself, you go to bed with yourself, you're going to sleep, you're going to dream, and that every day, and everything with yourself. So the main thing is that you might as well make friends with yourself, because it's pretty annoying actually to live with yourself and just criticize yourself every moment of the day. You know, the words that you use and the things that you say to yourself, they influence your life more than anything else that you can imagine. More than the outside world, the environment, your partner, everything. The things you say to yourself. And most people don't have any idea about this. You know, if they spoke to others the way they are speaking to themselves, they would be absolutely shocked. And, you know, it's pretty logical that, you know, those people don't want to be friends with them, for example. But most people are highly critical of themselves and extremely hard on themselves, and they feel like they are never good enough. So from now on, I hope you are going to become aware of what you're going to say to yourself. And this all happens in your head. You know, it's not so often that we are actually speaking out loud to ourselves, for example. Sometimes you're going to see somebody, you know, walking down the street, like mumbling to themselves or something, and you find this maybe strange. But the truth is that we all do the same thing. We just don't say it out loud, but we actually have all these conversations with ourselves. So these conversations, they happen kind of like so naturally that we hardly notice it. It runs in the background without us even thinking about it. Well, you can use these conversations and the way you talk to yourself in a positive or in a negative way. And most people, they use their inner dialogue in a negative way. You know, they hold some kind of like beliefs that they always lose things, for example, and that they always struggle with money, or that they never attract the right partner. All those kinds of things, they called, you know, in some like modern sentence, they call like limited beliefs. I think maybe it's even like Tony Robbins that coined this phrase. You know, these limited beliefs, they hold you back from stepping into your power. But if you really think about it, why would you actually hold yourself back from achieving success? Why? Why would you stop yourself from reaching a higher vibration or whatever it is that you're striving for? You know, would you stop someone else for, you know, from pursuing what they truly want in life? Some people do, but it's just more about that they don't want to lose this person. You know, they want to have the best for this person. Of course, they, you know, would want to have everything that they truly want in life, but they are just afraid for themselves. So I would say, of course not. You don't want this for somebody else. So why would you do it to yourself? So from now on, I encourage you to be as mindful as possible about not speaking negatively about yourself in the I form. So this is so important that it's something I pay a lot of attention to when raising my children, to make sure that they don't identify with labels I might unconsciously place onto them. So for example, I would never tell my children, you are not being nice, or you are clumsy. Instead, I would say something like, your behavior right now is very difficult. Or like, instead of like saying you're clumsy, it's like, okay, you must not have seen this, for example, vacuum cleaner or whatever, when you tripped over it. So you should avoid placing those kinds of labels onto yourself as well. So you would not want to say, I'm bad with money, or I'm always late, or I never, you know, get to meet the right people, for example. Because your words have power. And when you say them, they become a reality. So what you should focus on instead are some positive thoughts. And positive thoughts, you could also call them affirmation. You know, you want to be mindful about what you say. Again, your words have power. And a great exercise is to look to yourself in the mirror and say positive things like, I am enough, or I am powerful, or I really love myself. You know, I have the ability to create everything I can imagine for myself. And if you do this every morning, for example, after getting out of the shower, you're going to start to feel different about yourself after just a few days of doing this stuff. And you are going to feel better about yourself. And we all know that that's actually what will raise your vibration. You feel a certain way, your vibration will rise. So you can tell yourself a better story about yourself. And you can do this on a conscious way, and that will, you know, siphon into like the subconscious level. You know, the only person that's holding you back from achieving what you want is yourself and the thoughts that you keep willing to tell yourself. What you can always do is kind of like take back your power. Because in the moment you realize that you are the one that's creating everything around you, you also have the power to do something different. So you can always start telling yourself a different story. You can tell the story of the reality that you actually want to see for yourself, the reality that you want to be true, even if you're not there yet. Again, this is so vitally important with manifestation, is that you feel a certain way, even if your reality didn't catch up with you, you know, in this idea that you have. So from the moment that you keep repeating this to yourself and start to truly believe it, the faster you then are going to manifest these thoughts that you have in your mind. And that's why thoughts are so, so powerful. Anyway, I'm going to talk with you in the next video about more amazing stuff about your thoughts and how they shape your reality and how they raise your vibration.